Well, thank you for having me. Yes, the novice runner, probably some of the most important things are to slowly work into running. You know, it's when the weather gets nice, you get antsy and you want to get out and, you know, go run a couple miles, but it's probably smarter to keep it, you know, around the 1 mile mark for the first week or so, just as you're getting warmed up. You want to make sure you have good shoes. You don't have shoes that are worn down. Warm up for a few minutes before you start running so you're not pulling anything. And then stretch after that warm up.
Now, you said, you know, you don't want to start out running 3-4 miles if you haven't done much activity in the last 6 months. There are programs out there. I'm familiar with a program called Couch to 5K. Is that something that you would recommend?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. The Couch to 5K is great for people that haven't really been doing a lot, like you said, over the past 6 months and kind of want to get into running over the summer. It's a great program.
Now, you probably will start seeing, or maybe you already have, people coming in with some injuries because they maybe overdid it early in the season with running. What types of injuries do you see this time of year from the novice runner? Like shin splints and things like that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Shin splints are a big one for runners. IT band syndrome, which is kind of a tendon that runs along the outer portion of the thigh. It kind of goes from the hip to the knee.
What's that feel like?
Some people have pain more up in the hip with IT band syndrome. Most of the pain is more down in the outside part of the knee, and it's just kind of tight all along the outside part of the thigh. That's really common in runners. Hip pain, knee pain is probably the most common thing in runners, just from overuse and from, you know, pounding the pavement.
One more thing I want to talk about, and this is something that's hit my family pretty hard. My wife's had it. Now I've got a 12-year-old son who has plantar fasciitis. Do you see a lot of that, too, this time of year?
Oh, yeah, we see a lot of that pretty much year-round. Yeah, not so much even with the active person, just everyday people can get that, too. It's really important to not only stretch out the bottom of the foot, but also to stretch out kind of the back of the calf muscles and the hamstring muscles, because all of those tissues are kind of connected. So the looser that is, the better your foot will feel. Massage is always good for that kind of a thing, too. And footwear is huge. You know, having your feet looked at by, doesn't always have to be a doctor, but someone who's comfortable with fitting shoes to see if you need, you know, maybe some arch support for some flat feet or a heel cushion or that those types of things.
All right. So before we start that jogging routine, we warm up, we stretch, we make sure we have the right footwear. What other advice would you have?
Just kind of listen to your body. Okay. You know, don't push it past where you're starting to feel achy and sore, or if you feel something pull, just take it easy and just kind of slowly work into the progress of your mileage that you want to go to. You know, don't push past a lot of pain in the beginning, for sure.
We're talking with Dr. Erickson Adams. She's the sports medicine physician for the Bone and Joint Center at Holland Hospital. Dr. Erickson Adams, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was great.